pop culture icon Oprah Winfrey is soon coming to our shores, celebrating her 25th and final season of her self-titled talk show. And with that comes a rather hefty bill of $3 million, which is going to be footed by the Australian state and federal governments. And while it might have stirred the taxpayer a little, the hope is that Oprah will be the biggest thing in the tourism industry since the Sydney Olympics of 2000. So will Oprah Winfrey prove to be a better selling point than the likes of the Harbour Bridge? Mina Samanda spoke to Philip Pierce, the Professor of Tourism at the University of James Cook.
Maybe I should take all of you with me to the other side of the world.
Oprah Winfrey is coming down under. But why is it such a big deal for Tourism Australia?
I think the kinds of audiences that enthuse about Oprah's television personality and show are probably audiences that Australian tourism has had a little bit of difficulty reaching. These are most likely to be people, in my view, who will save up for one trip in a lifetime to Australia, rather than perhaps people who would come regularly with quite a lot more money. So I believe it's very significant because we're likely to be tapping into a new group of people who can be carried by Oprah's enthusiasm to have a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Australia.
Is this just another example of the degree in which American pop culture affects us?
I think it affects the whole world. Pop culture in general affects the whole world, and Oprah's a shining example of it. I was actually asked the other day, could I think of an individual with a greater personal reach or personal, if you like, persuasive set of powers? And once you go past some presidents and so on, there's not many more people of greater influence in our pop culture worlds. So I think this is a very significant opportunity for Australia.
Is American pop culture more effective at selling Australia rather than the traditional natural aspect that we used to go with, such as, you know, promoting our beaches and our sun?
I think that way people think about travel these days is to see it as a great experience, to see it as something that is social, that has also got a little bit of a learning component to it, where you find out more about yourself, find out more about other places, maybe even think about your own country a little bit differently after you've been somewhere else. So I think the strong social relationships that will be part of the way Oprah presents Australia will be very important in going beyond physical environments.
Is it worth taxpayers forking $3 million for this?
Absolutely. I think it's an outstanding investment. And my basis for saying that is that, in a way, it's quite cheap publicity for Australia. There's a great deal of airtime that you couldn't really buy for anywhere near the amounts of money we are being asked to invest. And I think that that in itself is just a great return on the smaller amount of investment we're putting in compared to, say, the kinds of things that happened with the film Australia and so on, where we spent quite a lot of money and really perhaps didn't return what we wanted to return.
So where do you think this visit's going to take Tourism Australia after she leaves?
I think, like the rather successful Best Job in the World campaign that Queensland has done for the reef and the Whitsundays and islands areas of Australia, Queensland in particular, I think there'll be a set of follow-up events. I think that we might see other friends of Oprah coming. We might see these experiences which the people have who accompany Oprah written up in all their local newspapers and media outlets and Facebook pages and so on. So I see it a little bit like dropping a rather large rock into a pool. There'll be ripples of perhaps less substance than the first initial big splash, but ripples stretching out for some time because these people will be communicating to their friends and their relatives and various other colleagues over a sustained period of time. So one huge big splash, yes, but one which maintains an impact over a substantial period of time.
That was the For the States, Meenis Amanda speaking with Philip Pearce, a professor of tourism at the University of James Cook.